This is an Alertuous 8th Retronal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, May 10th, 2014. This week in security news, while it did not take long for China to test President Obama's promise to maintain regional peace and stability during his four-nation tour through Asia last week, on Saturday, within days of the president's departure from the region, the China National Offshore Oil Corporation, better known as CNOOC, moved a deepwater offshore drilling platform, along with a reported 80 escort vessels, including six warships, into Vietnam's 200-mile exclusive economic zone near the disputed Paracel Islands, with the intent of exploring for oil and gas. Needless to say, this has enraged the Vietnamese, who insist that the waters, as well as the oil and gas reserves held beneath, belong to them. On Sunday, the disagreement came to blows when Chinese ships are reported to have intentionally rammed six Vietnamese Coast Guard vessels deployed to the area, causing severe damage and multiple injuries. According to a Vietnamese Foreign Ministry spokesman, Chinese ships, with air support, sought to intimidate Vietnamese vessels. The Maritime Safety Administration of China is warning that all vessels should stay 5 kilometers away from the drilling rig, which is now protected by 7 Chinese Navy warships. Alert USA Threat Journal would like to remind listeners of two interesting points about this situation. First, in August of 2012, China unilaterally claimed more than 75% of the South China Sea as their territorial waters, much to the amazement of Vietnam, Indonesia, Brunei, and the Philippines, each of whom has their own maritime territory encompassed in this claim. As previously reported by Alert USA Threat Journal on multiple occasions over the past year and a half, China's move comes shortly after extensive oil and gas exploration efforts revealed massive oil and gas reserves beneath the body of water. China's claim also coincides with their starting to deploy ballistic missile submarines, many of which are based in the region on Hainan Island. In this light, the move is seen by Western intelligence agencies as an attempt to establish an operational buffer zone. Next, we also remind listeners that the last full-scale military confrontation China engaged in was the Sino-Vietnamese War in 1979, during which they invaded northern Vietnam. In that conflict, tens of thousands of Chinese soldiers are reported to have lost their lives after being savaged by the Vietnamese military. Despite China's recent modernization, it is highly unlikely that Vietnam will back down and allow China's drilling efforts to continue, and there is significant potential for armed conflict to break out, despite the widespread presence of Chinese nationals in the country. The expansion of China's presence in the region and rapid modernization of their military over the last several years, in turn, explains the gradual shift or rebalancing of U.S. military forces from the Middle East to the Western Pacific. The crown jewel of this effort was finalized last week when U.S. and Philippine negotiators reached a deal to provide the U.S. up to 5 military bases for rotation of aircraft, ships, equipment, and troops in order to counter China's rising power in the region. Moving next to the Korean Peninsula, this week the Pentagon reported that a U.S. military satellite has identified quote-unquote imminent signs of a new nuclear test at North Korea's Punggye-ri Proving Grounds. As reported to Alert USA subscribers twice in the past few weeks, South Korean, Japanese, and civilian intelligence agencies were warning of increased activity at the site, the apparent completion of test preparations, and the resulting high state of alert under which regional military forces are operating. On Friday of this week, the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty Organization, which operates a global network of more than 300 stations designed to pick up seismic, radionuclide, infrasound, and hydroacoustic signals, is up, running, and ready to detect signs of any new underground atomic explosions conducted by North Korea. While a majority of the general public has no clue about the mission of this organization, even fewer are aware that their global network of sensors have contributed to creating some of the most detailed maps of the spread of airborne radionuclides resulting from the Fukushima nuclear disaster in Japan. You can find links to interactive maps showing details and locations of each of the organization's sensor stations, as well as more information on their overall mission in this week's email version of Threat Journal, as well as on the Threat Journal website. Alert USA continues to closely monitor the situation on the Korean Peninsula and will immediately notify service subscribers of any significant changes in the overall threat picture posed by North Korea's nuclear or ballistic missile programs or reports of a nuclear detonation as events warrant. Next, we move over to Eastern Europe, where on multiple occasions this week, Alert USA subscribers were notified via text messages to their mobile devices regarding the ongoing escalation of tensions between NATO and Russia over events in Ukraine. Fighting between Ukrainian and pro-Russian separatists is picking up steam, as well as level of brutality, in several cities across the eastern and southern portions of the country. Under the auspices of joint training exercises, NATO continues to move troops and machines of war into Baltic member states Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania, and Poland. Social media outlets were on fire this week with reports, photos, and videos of armored vehicles being transported by train across several NATO member states. U.S. Air Force General Philip Breedlove, Supreme Allied Commander Europe, this week stated that NATO will have to consider permanently stationing troops in parts of Eastern Europe as a result of the increased tension between Russia and Ukraine. Late this week, Russian President Vladimir Putin oversaw a military exercise involving Russia's nuclear forces. At least 3 intercontinental ballistic missiles were reported to have been launched, including 2 from submarines in the Northern and Pacific Fleet, and a 3rd from a launch site in northwestern Russia, which successfully flew to a target range on the Kamchatka Peninsula, 9 time zones away. The exercises are reported to have involved all branches of the Russian military. Russian newswires said that the exercises simulated dealing a massive retaliatory nuclear strike in response to an enemy attack. Additionally, NATO announced this week that they have sent advisors to Ukraine to work with officials on improving the safety and integrity of nuclear power plants, gas pipelines, and other critical infrastructure amidst the growing violence and chances of direct armed conflict with Russia. Ukraine has 15 nuclear power reactors in operation, accounting for nearly 44% of the nation's electricity production. The U.S. Senate is growing increasingly impatient with the Obama administration's response to the crisis and is calling for increased military reinforcements of NATO member states in Central and Eastern Europe, as well as implementation of much more severe sanctions on Russia. According to Bob Corker, the ranking Republican on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, measures targeting Russian President Vladimir Putin's inner circle have had zero impact on Moscow. The Russian stock market has risen 4%. It has no effect whatsoever on Russia's behavior. You can find links to additional information regarding the high points in this report in this week's email version of Threat Journal, as well as on the Threat Journal website. The situation in Central Europe remains fluid, with provocative actions on both sides of the line taking place on nearly a daily basis. As always, Alert USA continues to closely monitor the situation and will immediately notify service subscribers of changes in the overall threat environment, major escalations in force deployments, or the outbreak of hostilities as events warrant. In travel security news, in addition to updated travel warnings for Nigeria and Syria, this week the U.S. State Department issued another updated travel warning for Ukraine, advising U.S. citizens to defer all non-essential travel to the country, but more importantly, to defer all travel, period, to most regions in eastern and southern Ukraine due to the possibility of violent clashes between pro-Russian and pro-Ukrainian groups and the presence of Russian military forces on the Crimean Peninsula, as well as on the eastern border of Ukraine. We remind listeners that there are presently more than 3 dozen countries around the world specifically identified by the U.S. government as posing significant risks for U.S. citizens. These travel notices are in addition to a U.S. government-issued worldwide caution for Americans warning of the continuing threat of terrorist actions and violence against U.S. citizens and interests globally. As always, if you are planning travel abroad, even to such common locations as the Caribbean, Mexico, or Europe, keep personal safety and health in the forefront of your planning and regularly check the U.S. State Department's travel website, where information can be found about the security situation at your destination. This has been an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, May 10th, 2014.